Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hello.
Yeah, hello?
You hear me?
Yeah, you hear me?
I do, yeah. Well, what's different?
Oh, nope. Sounds great. Yeah. Lower your headphones just a little bit.
Lower my headphones?
Well, I hear that echo again. Hello, hello. Oh, it's good. Perfect. Just like that.
I didn't do anything. I hadn't said anything. How could it be better? I hadn't said a word.
All right, great. Let's go.
Start up.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Start up. No. Brooklyn Boys.
It's the Brooklyn Boys.
No, turn it off.
Start up.
What?
Brooklyn Boys.
What?
Start up.
What?
Turn it off for real.
Okay.
My washing machine's going. It has like 2 minutes left.
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
No, I don't want it running in the background.
Let it run.
No, hold on.
Oh, God. All right. Sounds great. It's off.
Yeah, I know it's off. Hold on. My headphones aren't on. You think I'm walking over with my headphones?
Your headphones on.
My headphones are on now.
Start up. Start up, Brooklyn Boys. Start up, Brooklyn Boys. Start up. They making noise. Start up.
Episode 160 of the Brooklyn Boys podcast.
You happy now?
Yeah, I'm so happy. This is the new us, Brody. We don't waste any time. We just go. We go for it. We hit the ground. We miss our mark, and we just keep rolling.
You're not a fan of that.
Why not? That's the best.
I sat down at my basement studio here. Of course, when I say studio, I mean folding table and a folding chair.
Mm.
And I said, hey, Scary, how's it going? You're like, oh, lower your headphones. I said, what? You said, okay, that sounds better. I hadn't said anything. I hadn't lowered my headphones. Somehow they sounded better. And you said, okay, your headphones are on? I said, yeah. I have something I want to talk to you. Great. And you hit the music and you started the damn show. I'm not ready.
We're always ready. Brody, you were born ready.
I wanted some foreplay. I wanted a little like Brody Scary banter. Like, what are we going to talk about? Where are we going?
No, because these are the best podcasts. Well, you just don't know where it's going to go. We just kind of throw things out there. See, that's exactly it. I feel like we've been too calculated in the past few months. We've been doing too much show prep. We've been doing too much of the talk beforehand for a half hour. And then I start getting tired and I lose my energy and I lose my...
Is that what your podcast consultant told you? That we're too...
We do not have a podcast consultant.
You do.
I don't. I took a little bit of a nap today. I said I got a nap before the podcast because the last couple of weeks I haven't been doing that.
Okay.
And it makes all the difference in the world.
It does. I nap every day, but I'm screwed tomorrow. I am completely screwed.
Why?
Well, so the show ends. We get off the air on, I don't know, 9:45 East Coast time.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I take a nap usually till I like to meander for a while and then take a nap around 10:30.
The Brody daily routine. This is the pandemic routine.
Right. So around 10:30, I watch a little TV, catch up on the little MLB network, make sure there's no sports going on I need to know about.
Yeah.
As far as baseball, watch a little news.
And make a little love, get down tonight?
No. And then I conk out for a few hours. That's my nap time. So I made I made a purchase at a PC Richard and Son, our friends, not a sponsor of this podcast, but I got a good deal because I got like last one available of the model I wanted. I got lucky. I got a good deal. So they said, oh, when do you want it delivered? I said, when do you have available? They said, Thursday. I said, oh, Thursday's great. But you don't know what time Thursday until the day before when they call you and tell you the time.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
So then we get an email from the big boss of New York of iHeartRadio.
Yes,
we do. The big boss.
The big boss. With the big boss hot
sauce.
Sounds
like Arnold Schwarzenegger. He talks like this. And he, I like him very much. And he says in his email, like he used the Austrian font, so it had an accent.
Mm-hmm.
Please submit your questions for all staff meeting on Thursday. Well, I don't know what the meeting's about, so how can I submit my questions? Did you notice that?
Yes.
What questions would I have? I don't know what the meeting's about. My first question is, when am I getting a raise? That's everybody's first question.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm sure that one, they're going to bypass.
Right. So the email came out today that said, okay, don't ask about when returning to the office. Everyone's already asked that question. So please ask other questions.
So you can't ask that question. That one's off the table. Well, I feel like
that's already asked it. Everyone's going to ask that question.
But that's going to be the most popular question at the meeting tomorrow.
So I don't know what to ask. The point is, the meeting tomorrow, right, is at 10:30. To 11:30, the big Zoom meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so right after the show, I've got maybe 35 minutes to maybe take a power nap before this meeting. Right at 10:30. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I figured to myself, oh, 11:30, boom, I'll take a nap then.
Yeah.
I'll take my 10:30 nap at 11:30. No problem. And hopefully, the window will be 8 to 12. It'll happen either when we're on the air. In which case, I'll just let them in and let them put the thing in. I'm on the air. Or they'll come 4 to 8.
Right.
Right? No. Get this.
What time do they want to get there?
I've never heard of a four-hour window like this before. I'm not complaining, just pointing out the fact that our meeting is 10:30 to 11:30.
Yeah.
PC Richard and Son.
They want to show up at what time?
11:45 to 3:45. No, I'm sorry. 11:45 to 2:45 is the 3-hour window.
So now, right now, you can't get a nap in until at least 3:45 p.m. tomorrow because we go from the show, the morning show, to this big town hall meeting we're having to your PC Richard delivery, and you got to be up for that. Okay, then what happens at 3:45?
Well, you know what happens at 3:45. I go pick my daughter up at school.
Oh, that's right.
So it's actually perfectly timed out to not allow me to have any. So I have to hope that they arrive at exactly 11:45. Because here's what happens: this happens with every company. You know that satellite, cable, whoever. You know, everybody's coming to your house. They give you the 4-hour window. They come at 4 hours and 10 minutes, right?
Always.
Or they come at 3 hours and 56 minutes. But you can't nap,
right?
Because they can show up at any minute.
Because at 11:45, you know they're not coming at 11:45 or noon or anything like that. So you can get
unless
a little bit of a nap.
Unless you're the first delivery, you don't know.
Right, but they come from Long Island all the way out in Farmingdale. So you know you're the last delivery because you're in Jersey.
I'm probably the last. Or I'm one of the last. So I can't nap because I'm afraid if I don't hear the doorbell, then I miss my delivery.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Right. So again, not mad at them. Just saying, I played out the
worst. So you will be going without your nap tomorrow.
Yes.
Well, you're full of energy right now. You had your nap today, right? And that's all that matters.
I posted a picture of me at PC Richard outside. I'm like, it's going to be a fun day. Because you know me, Scary. If something plugs in, I love it. Like, I just, electronics,
I got to say, during the past year of this friggin' pandemic, I have upgraded a lot of technology in my house.
Yes. Yeah,
I've done a lot. In fact, I just bought a brand new webcam. I got for when we go video, when we do live streaming, when we get to that point.
Who's we?
You and me.
No,
Remember episode 107 when we joked about episode 107 when I joked about wouldn't it be great to do the podcast from home and we were in that cushy studio and you laughed and
how
you
do you know what number
you,
that was?
You yelled because there was an email that just came in about it. And you yelled, ha ha, we will never do our podcast from our houses, ever. We will never go there, Scary, as long as I live. And I thought, but it will be great. It will be awesome. It will be an awesome switch up. Well, guess what? We've been doing it for the past fucking 32 weeks from our houses. So you know what? I bought myself a live streaming webcam because you never know when we're going to do live streaming video for our podcast.
Oh, and I know exactly when we're going to do it.
When?
When hell freezes over. I'm not doing video.
All right, whatever,
I'm not
Brody.
Have this debate.
I can't wait. And but I bought some floodlights. Then this was my point.
Floodlights.
Yeah. My listen. I'm backlit.
Who wants to see your face?
When we do Zoom calls in the daytime, and I'm sitting here at my desk, I am backlit like a motherfucker because the sun is out and back of me and everything, and I look like the banker on Deal or No Deal. So I'm telling you right now.
Well, you just wear a bag on your head. It looks
so,
like the deal.
No,
you're a
my point. Yeah, I'm
you
a silhouette.
Lights?
So
you
I bought these.
So no one can see your face.
I bought professional movie lights with barn doors. I have a ring light. I got three light. I got a 3-point lighting system here, which is a professional studio.
You have barn doors, like what? Like you're an ugly animal? What does that mean? Barn doors.
The barn doors are the little black shutters that you can adjust on the light. That's how fancy these lights are. So I got three of them, which is a professional studio setup. And this freaking Mevo webcam, which is phenomenal.
Did you just name drop Mevo?
Mevo, it's a 1080p, man.
Wow, 1080p.
Dude, the thing records in 4K. You can listen, you want to talk about gadgets, and I've bought a lot, and that's because I'm fucking bored. Because what would I be doing, Brody, if these weren't corona times? What would I be doing?
You'd be out at a restaurant.
I'd be wherever. I'd be out wherever, partying. I'd be, you know, but this is what occupies my time and my money now. I'm building up my home situation, you know. Now I'm going to get a backsplash for my kitchen. Maybe I'll redo my bathroom. Who knows?
Yeah, I have a question. You said the camera was 1080p 4K.
Yeah.
You know those are two different things, right?
No.
No.
It records in 4K onto its micro disc, but it streams live in 1080 because that's the maximum it does. Don't fuck with me, Brody. I know what I did.
Anyway, the point is, so you're spending another million dollars on equipment to make yourself look better.
Right. I'm going to read the email in a little while from the woman who pointed out that it was episode 107 where Brody refused to ever do the podcast from home.
Because I didn't expect a pandemic to hit.
All right.
You know, every 100 years, I should have anticipated it.
Listen, I'm really excited right now because this isn't really a scamboni. I thought it was a scamboni at first, but it's not a scamboni.
First of all, you texted me major scamboni.
Well, it's a straight up catfish.
Okay. Second of all, 3 minutes ago, I posted a picture of me outside PC Richard's son. I just had one thing I want to say about it.
Go for it.
I want to give a shout out to Andy Lyman, Lyman.
You taking a piss?
No, my washing machine is draining. Hold on.
It sounds like you're taking a piss.
Yeah, hold on. I'm taking my headphones off. Hold on.
The hell? I swear to God, it sounds like a toilet or something. Ugh. Why don't you get some soundproofing for your little den studio over there? Can't we wasting all this time, Brody? I can't believe this guy. In the middle of the podcast, you got to... Okay, don't worry, let it drain.
Talking to if I took my headphones off?
I'm talking to the listeners, the slices.
I made a tactical error. See, I told you I didn't want to start the podcast because I had like 6 minutes left or 7 minutes left on the washing machine. Because, okay, the reason we're getting a new washing machine is that this one has two problems with it that I tried to get fixed. Right. One of them is a UL error, which is unlevel load. All right? I hate when that happens.
I got it. Okay, bro.
So every once in a while, it thinks it's unleveled. Like there's more towels on one side than the other, right?
Yes.
So it stops. You have to like move stuff around and hit start again.
It's okay.
The other one is SD. Okay?
Like it's suck your own dick?
No, that's your S and your D. I don't do that. If my washing machine did that, I wouldn't be replacing it. So the SD error says there's too many suds in the machine. But guess what? There's no suds in the machine.
Oh, okay.
There's also no ghost in the machine. Thank you, police. So we have to get a new machine. So I came down here because the washing machine should have ended an hour and a half ago, and it's stuck in on level load. So I leveled it out. I hit the start button, and I had like a couple of minutes left.
Yeah.
And then you were like, let's go.
Yeah, so, because I have something to get to. I have something with an expiration date on it. We got
milk? No. So anyway, so I stopped it and I opened the lid so it wouldn't, but again, because I opened the lid, it figured it should drain itself. So it decided just now to drain itself.
I understand. Once. And that's okay. Everyone forgives you for it.
But again, Instagram, I want to give a shout out to Andy Lyman.
Okay.
Who said, because I didn't write what I bought. I just put a picture up that I was going in to buy stuff. He said, so what did you buy? The suspense is killing me.
Right.
So I want to ask Andy a question. Now that you know I bought a washing machine, was it worth the wait? Like, I hope your day was more interesting than worrying about what I bought at PC Richard's, right. Son. So what was your scamboni? Well, I got a major scamboni. Get the jingle ready.
Well, hold on. After you, this you is not first. A scamboni. We're not going to yours will be a scamboni. This is more.
You said
this is more of a catfish. It's because it's not really a scamboni. Because what happened in the end?
You lied to me.
It's not.
You
really.
Texted me. Hold on. You texted me. You said, "Are you close to being home? I got a huge scamboni with a plot twist."
Yes, I do. But it's not okay. I'm going to let him tell the story. I have a slice for life on the phone, ready to go.
So the plot twist is it's not a scamboni.
No. Do you know how we've been talking on this podcast about you know, going to dating sites and getting catfished?
Yes, someone's using your profile picture.
Right. Okay. Well, so there's this guy, Mike, okay, who decided...
It's always a guy named Mike.
It's a guy named Mike from Brooklyn, by the way, who's Italian.
Okay, what are the odds?
A guy named Mike from Brooklyn, okay, who basically wanted to hook up Maureen, okay? Maureen is like, look...
To hook up with Maureen?
No, one hook Maureen up. But Maureen is like, fuck these dating sites. Fuck all these trolls and assholes. So why don't you pretend you're me and find me a man? So meet Mike from Brooklyn. What's up, Mike?
Yo, what up, boys? How are you?
Good, Mike.
This is great.
It's more of like an honest scamboni, though. It's not like a full scamboni.
Thank you. Thank you for, yeah. Thank you.
I don't think you could, an honest scamboni, that's an oxymoron. You can't do that.
She didn't come to me with it. It was like, you know, she's this single, and like she's, you know, very good looking, best friends with my wife. Single, and I just couldn't believe it. And I said, you know, why don't you go on a dating website? She was like, no, you don't understand how those things are. It's fucking ridiculous out there. I was thinking, how hard could it be? So I said, I'll make you a profile. And that's how this started.
So, but before you go any further, why don't you explain? Now, by the way, if you're a guy out there on these dating sites, like, you know, back in the day I once was, this is why women never ever get back to you, or why you get one or two messages a day.
Because it's a guy running the account.
No. Mike, why don't you explain you posing as a hot woman, okay, what you experienced and how your eyes popped out of your head. What goes on as soon as the second a woman opens up her fucking dating profile that day? It's like, oh, it's Tuesday. Let's see if I got any new messages. What do you see? Explain to Brody and everybody listening.
Scary. It was impossible to understand what I was going to go through. Like, it was like fresh fish in a prison. It was just like, I, as a guy that used to go on dating websites, I would get, you know, one or two messages a day. I opened that profile for her. Now, to be clear, she had nothing to do with it. So I picked the pictures. I did everything. It was only linked to my phone. And I opened this profile. I'm not joking. I swear on my son. I got like 100 messages a day, and 99 of them, 99 out of 100 were like, you're a princess. I want to lick your feet. Where do you live? I'm going to come there now. Like, it was a fucking jungle out there. I'm serious.
First of all, no wonder why guys can't, like, nice guys can't get a word in edgewise and get any messages back. And secondly, if you're a woman, you're creeped out by this shit and you have your guard up and you build up walls.
Dude, it was crazy. Like, and other guys would just be like, you know, I have a Lexus and, you know, and a Ferrari. Like, which car do you want me to pick you up in? We'll eat sushi on the beach and look at the moon. It was like one after the next. I was like, what the fuck did I sign up for? It was crazy. Really crazy.
And
guys talking to themselves. I would get 8, 9, 10 messages in a row. Like, when do you want to hang out? I'm available Friday. Are you available Friday? But in the end, it was a good system. Like, so I would weed out, like, let's say there was a normal-looking guy, came off pretty nice. I would show my wife. Sometimes she would kick it back, and sometimes she would be like, you know, this has a shot. And then I would give it to Maureen. who would say, you know, all right, this could go somewhere, and she would take over from
I
there.
Love how Maureen had nothing to do with this the entire time until you were ready to, like, you know, throw a guy at her.
Not a fucking thing. I did a complete screening process, but I, and by the way, if you're a guy out there, like, as a tip, I can't tell you the amount of gym selfies, bathroom selfies, like, just these god-awful pictures. I was like, no wonder you can't, as a girl, you can't find something, someone on a dating site. Impossible. Literally impossible.
Now, did you show these pictures to your friend Maureen? Did she like any of the pictures?
Yeah, so every now and then she would take over, and she would, you know, chat with them, and then a lot of it went nowhere. And where it gets funny and interesting is, so the guy she eventually ends up with, I would show her, and she was like, yeah, all right. And I would keep talking to him, and I was like, listen, this is getting serious. You know, why don't you come over Friday for drinks, and we'll talk to him together. But when she came over, like, I had to explain everything in 3 days of, like, chatting with this random dude, which felt so awkward to begin with, because she can't ask them where do you work, because I asked them 3 fucking days ago. So,
right. So she had to prep Maureen for this guy she's about to meet
right.
in person.
You ruined all her chit-chat.
Right. Right. I ruined, no, not in person. Like, so when she came over to my house with my wife for drinks, she just, like, we pulled up the computer and took over the conversation. But yeah, I had to prep her for everything that she should have known about him.
When this guy wanted pictures of Maureen, did you send current pictures of Maureen, or did you get Maureen to pose in some lingerie? Like, what was your wife allowing you to do?
No, so on the app, I already posted like 4 or 5 pictures of her, like good pictures. So he knew what she looked like for the most part. So when they went to dinner, he finally saw her in person.
Right, but would your wife, let's say she didn't have any sexy pictures, would your wife right. let you take, like, go, hey, Maureen, I need some cleavage shots. Would she let you take some cleavage shots for the cause?
That's a good question. You know, maybe I'll have to throw the project over and
you might want to do that, yeah, for the next time. Save that for next time.
Yeah, my wife's pretty cool, maybe. But, and I don't want to be anticlimactic, it's skip to the end, but they winded up getting engaged. And not only that, they were like,
what?
So... Yeah, that they're engaged, and now they're so overwhelmed with what I did for them, they asked me to officiate their wedding.
How crazy is this?
Who told the guy you did that?
But, oh, so after a couple of dates, she didn't say right away, but when things were definitely getting cool and she wanted him to meet us, I think like either that night or the next night, we said, listen, we got
some, well, what's we got this guy? What's this guy's on. Name?
His name is Steve. Totally
so,
cool.
So, like, so she probably was like, Steve, I want you to meet the guy you were talking to who was pretending to be me the entire
Maureen
time.
Maureen won. Hey, Steve, I got a question.
I mean, I got
a question, Mike. So what was were there any pictures of this guy, Steve, that he sent to you/Maureen, like shirtless with his hand down his pants? Like, was there any pictures where he'd go, holy shit, I sent these pictures to Mike?
No, it never got that far, and he had like maybe 6 or 7 profile pictures, so it was enough to get a look, but it never got, I didn't, you know, I was not taking it that far, obviously.
Right.
He didn't cross any lines, but oh my God, man, the guys messed up. I mean, I'm not exaggerating, like over the course of 3 or 4 weeks, I probably went through like 2,000 to 3,000 messages. It was insane what these guys say, insane.
Now, did you write them back like a woman, or did you write them back like a man, or did you ignore them? In other words, did you write back and go, hey, buddy, don't be a dick, right? Like, did you write back as Mike?
Dude, it's so funny you asked that, because it took me a while to get into, like, the woman groove of shit, because, so I would, like, screenshot my wife, like, messages on some conversations that may have had potential, and she would just text me back, she'd be like, dude, you sound like such a guy. She's like, you have to girl it up a little bit.
Girl
it
up. So how do you transform a guy statement to make that same statement or get your point across by being a girl? Please.
And did you dress up a little? Did you dress up
a little?
Panties or anything?
A lot of LOLs, emojis, like abbreviations.
Yeah, emoji heavy.
Like that,
emoji heavy. So that's great to try and put your... To try and take yourself out of your own shoes and put yourself in the mind
into
of a woman.
Into high heel
shoes. Hi-oh.
Crazy. Actually, I'll give you a specific example. One guy said, I work in the city. I was like, oh, that's cool. I'm like, the city's a jungle nowadays with Corona. You got to be careful you don't get fucking shot or mugged by a drug addict.
You wrote that back as Maureen? Like,
yeah. My wife was like, you idiot. She's like, a girl would never say that to a guy. So I was like, I have to tone it down a little bit.
So how did you say it?
Well, I already said that.
Well, how did recover? How did you recover from it?
Yeah, Mike. Hey, Mike, you're not going to sound like Maureen. Like, yeah, a bunch of jabronis are walking around the street.
Right. I think I blew it with that guy. Thank God. But like the next couple guys that wherever the conversation went, I toned that down a lot.
I find this so fascinating. I find this so cool. And by the way, I find this so lazy on the part of Maureen, who's just like, yeah, fuck it, just find me somebody and just throw them my way.
You know what though? No, understandably, I think she was exhausted from it because she's done it in the past. So she was like, I give up. Like, that's why she was single. She was like, you want to give it a shot, you could fucking try. But, you know, I'm done. So I was like, you know,
I may have found a backup if radio and these podcasts don't work for me. I think I could do what you did.
You can't be a woman.
Man, I feel like a woman. I can do it.
It's very difficult, and it feels unnatural. It's very difficult, let me tell you.
Mike, you realize when somebody says to Maureen, hey, how did you and Steve meet? She'll be like, oh, he met this guy friend of mine on a dating app. Because that's ultimately, like, oh, yeah, he met a friend of mine who's a guy on a dating app, and he passed him off to me.
You basically catfished this dude. You did, on her behalf.
They get asked that all the time. I think she said, don't hold me to this. Like, they had a tough time explaining to their parents, like, how this all went down.
I would imagine.
It all ended well.
Okay, why don't they just explain it as, I met him on a dating app. That's it. Or through a dating app. We met through a dating app.
Yeah, that would be a nice short version, but more complicated than that.
I don't know. I think, so in a way, it's just what we call a scamboni, or a catfish, but the plot twist being they're engaged.
Yeah, I know, but this guy, Steve, listen, Maureen must be smoking hot, because basically, Steve got catfished by a dude pretending to be a woman.
Yes!
He got spoken. He fell for male font and thought it was female font.
Female font.
Right? So if I'm him, I'm going, was I attracted to Mike the whole time? Was I
exactly
turned on by what Mike wrote to me?
That's why, like, this is great.
You know what, Gary? I never thought of that. That's a great point.
That's Brody, by the way.
My God.
That's Brody.
When it's the clever, insightful stuff, it's Brody. Yeah. This guy may have had feelings for the masculine person typing, because you were as much as you were trying to be female, you were typing like Mike, and that's what he liked.
He liked Mike. He fell in love with Mike.
He fell in love with Mike talking sports. He's like, wow, this girl's really cool. She's into sports.
Exactly.
Well, it's Mike. This girl, Maureen.
You know, I called in to give you guys insight on this, but you just threw me for a fucking loophole.
Well, because you got to think about it.
Did you say we threw you
for a loophole? That's a new one.
I love that.
Mike, I will say this though. It's so true. He maybe have been attracted to you because you were acting like a guy a little bit, and you were maybe he felt like he had a lot more in common. Maybe that's what formed the connection, the initial bond. So you never know.
Oh my God.
I love it.
The whole marriage is based on a lie.
It really is.
What happens when she finds out that Maureen's not into sports and banging chicks?
he'll probably be happy. Who knows?
Yeah.
He's like, so Steve's like, so have you ever slept with a woman? And Mike's like, yes, I have. Click, click, type, type, type. I've slept with many women. He's like, wow, this Maureen chick is hot.
she's versatile. Yeah. This is great.
Crazy, crazy. Listen. But let me tell you, it was time consuming, and the mental space for it, man, with these messages. I just cannot believe that the average guy out there was as brain dead and animalistic and just so straightforward so early. It was,
of course.
Oh, yeah, but that's how most guys are. You know, we're wired that way, right?
What's Maureen going to say, though, like when they're married for like a month and they're sitting around, like the TV's on, they're watching Netflix, and he goes, when's Mike coming over?
Yeah. I miss
Mike. Mike coming over. It's like, Mike's my friend. Oh, well, really? Because I met him on a dating site. He's my friend now, too. Wow, you got something going on there.
Yeah, but you know, this is very telling, though. There's so many takeaways on this, you know, with especially.
They really are.
If you're a guy on a dating app, I mean, I feel like everybody can relate to that one. So
Wait a minute. I just realized something.
What's that?
You're marrying Steve.
In several ways, indirectly,
I guess. Yeah.
So Maureen met a guy that her friend Mike met on a dating site and Mike married that guy.
Right.
That those are all basically true statements.
Yes. You will, yes. And when is the wedding?
They haven't set a date yet. They just got engaged like a month ago. I mean, it's been like such a fast development. This happened in the summer,
right,
and they're already engaged.
So I know that you had mentioned off the air that Maureen and Steve wanted to meet us. So maybe next week or in a future podcast, we could have Maureen and Steve on.
Oh, I have an idea. You know what? Why don't I have Steve meet some friend of mine instead of me?
Yeah.
Pretending to be me.
Yeah.
They're totally
I'll tell
cool
you what,
and I'd be...
We're going to have them call into the Serial Killers podcast and call it the Brooklyn Boys.
That's right. So, Mike, are you ordained? Like, or you have to like fill out paperwork?
No, I got to do all that shit online. I don't even know where to start. Like, I was excited when they asked at first, and then I hung up. Right. I was like,
man,
shit, I got to do all this.
You feel? I feel like you bite off more than you can chew in life. I mean, first of all, taking on the role of Maureen in itself was a huge. It probably took up like a full time job.
You're like Mike Reen.
Again, but I thought I was going to get like 1 to 2 messages a day. I'd be at work. I'm pretty busy at work. My phone would be buzzing all day. It was, I'm telling you, it was a crazy couple weeks. Yeah.
Now, does your wife ever say to you now, like when you get into an argument or you say something that's like very guyish, like, did you learn nothing about being a woman, Mike? Don't you know what you should be saying to me? Like, you know, how to respond as a woman?
Not yet.
So conversely, guys maybe they should act like women to pick up women on these apps, right? I mean, you could throw the emojis around. Yeah, because this way a woman could relate to a woman and fall in love with. Yeah, no, think about the psyche on that. If Steve was attracted to Mike for being slightly male-leaning, maybe a woman would feel like a softer or, you know, not rough around the edges kind of guy, a more, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe, but I got to tell you what I found so insane too, besides like the gym selfies, the bathroom selfies, how nuts they were. So many guys like would send these winky face emojis, and like, it was just nonstop. I couldn't believe how like dainty they were being too. Again, I don't know what, you know, what the dating site is nowadays. I've been out of it for a little bit, but I mean, it just, they didn't seem up to speed with, you know, guy code. I don't know. I don't want to.
Oh, so they're basically, you got all types on there.
Oh my God! Right. You
name how many? How many dick pics did you get?
I don't think any, but a lot of shirtless ones. A lot of shirtless ones. Yeah.
Now, if they were hot and shirtless, did you say to your wife, "Look at this guy! Can you believe he sent me this picture?" Or did you delete it real fast and never tell your wife about the hot ones?
Yeah, no, I forward them right to my wife. Like, pass it on if you want.
Wow. All right, good.
Now Maureen is a friend of your wife's, right? You met her through your wife.
Correct.
Could you have seen yourself ever hooking up with Maureen if you hadn't met your wife?
That's a really good question.
I'll take that as a maybe, Mike. You know, I'm going to take it as a no.
Oh, wow. What a way to put the fucking guy on the spot. The guy's like spending, like, you know, trusting in us on this podcast, and then you go and ask a fucking question like
that.
You know
what? The correct answer, look, Scary, ask me if I would be interested in my wife's hot friend. Go ahead and ask me.
Brody, would you ever be interested
no.
in your...
See?
I see how it works.
That's the correct answer.
Mike, thanks for hanging out with us today.
Yeah,
we're gonna roll out of here, but we appreciate you.
Anytime, boys. And great show. Thank you.
And maybe we will have Steve and Maureen on in a future show. We'll see.
Or we'll just have Steve and
cool.
Mike on, and we'll have Mike pretend to be Maureen.
Exactly. Take care, buddy.
Be well, guys.
Later.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Well, that was a lot. See,
I needed that commercial break to recover from that. That, listen, truthfully, I had no idea you were putting that guy on the phone.
I know you didn't, but that's what I'm saying, Brody. You got to trust me, and that's why we just got to hit the ground running. Like, I mean, I abruptly started the podcast. I apologize that you didn't have time to get your headphones or stop your washing machine.
Yeah, hello.
But you know, sometimes we need to do those kinds of things. I wanted to get to it. I wanted to hit the ground running today. I really did.
All right. You know, we are on a 15-minute morning show today. What's today's date, the 27th?
Today's the 27th. Today's my sister's birthday.
Yeah. By the way, we were talking about birthdays a few days ago, and you were like, oh, shit, I just remembered it's my sister's birthday.
Right.
I don't know how you don't remember it's your sister's birthday. Like, you don't have alerts in your phone.
No.
Like, I don't have any siblings. But if I can't imagine forgetting, like, at the last minute.
I have a few. There's a calendar that might have connected to Facebook at some point back in the day, and those birthdays are on there.
Gift, right? You didn't get her a gift as of 2 days ago.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't.
So I have a couple of questions.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'll get to those in a minute. This morning's podcast, we talked to Scotty B from our big show.
Yes, we did.
And he was saying how he can't throw anything out. He saves everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sort of like that with some things. And so a lot of times, I hate to admit this, if something breaks, but not like it doesn't work, like it's not as good as it could be, or it's cracked, I'll buy a replacement, but then I'll keep the cracked thing as a backup, right? Like,
right.
I'll keep it in case the new one doesn't work. But I'm like, oh, you know what? It's still workable, so I'll keep it. So I have my wife and I bought a washer and dryer set maybe 15 years ago, maybe
right.
16. They're supposed to last like 10 years. But I got a service contract with PSE&G, which is the electrical company in our area. And so for like, you know, $10 a month, I'm covered. They come no matter what. And whatever it costs, they fix it. So we've been keeping these things going for a long time. And when we bought them, it was trendy to have washers and dryers in colors. So these are like a periwinkle blue, because I have a slight obsession with blue. I buy everything blue if I can. And so I'm only buying a washing machine because the dryer is still working pretty good.
Right.
So, but they don't make blue anymore. So they're not going to match. So I'm getting sentimental about my blue washing machine, which is stupid. I understand that. It's completely stupid. But I'm going to miss the matching blue. So I feel
da
weird
ba
about
dee,
it.
Da ba da?
But it's too big of a thing to keep.
Right.
Like, if it was smaller, I would keep it, like, in the attic. But I can't do that.
What's your solution?
My solution is I'm going to have to get rid of it.
Right.
But I posted on Facebook in my town Facebook page. I'm going to paraphrase because I'm not going to pull the page up, but here's what happened. I wanted to sell the washing machine because although it has a couple of little errors in it, if I sold it to a place that buys used appliances, they could fix it, right? They could put in parts for it and probably get a few $100s for it.
Yeah.
Because new, this same machine is like $700, right? Maybe. So if you could fix it, maybe you could sell it for $250 to somebody. There's a lot of places that sell used appliances. So I posted, and I was very specific, which I always am. I said, do you know for a fact, and I put fact in capitals, do you know for a fact that of an appliance place that buys used appliances. I have a washing machine I would like to sell to a place that buys used appliances. Right?
Okay, sounds specific.
Right.
Sounds clear. But we already know the end result. We already know what's going to happen here.
Yeah.
You're not going to get the response you want.
You already know I have no luck. And people are like, why do you bother posting on Facebook? You don't get any responses you're happy with. So one guy wrote, I'll come tomorrow and buy them from you.
Right.
I'll buy the washer
and dryer. But that's not the question you asked.
Right.
I know what's going to happen here. This is like the eBay situation all over again.
Okay. So I said, excuse me, I haven't even told you what the price is. I'm not selling the dryer. And I'm looking to sell it to a place. It's not working properly. So I'm not looking to sell it privately. So then a woman writes back, well, why don't you list what's wrong with it so I know whether or not I want to buy it? Okay.
It's not for sale for you. It's not for sale to the public.
I'm not selling it privately.
Yeah, exactly.
Then someone writes to me, there's a bunch of places in Newark that sell used appliances. You could try there.
What, so Newark? You're just going to just haul it to Newark, and you're just going to look around, and you're going to, be specific, people.
Right. So he says, I don't know which ones buy or sell, but I guess you could Google it. So I wrote back and
thanks,
I said,
genius.
I said, thanks for pointing out I could Google it. Because between you and me, Scary, I did Google it.
Of course you did.
I Googled it for days. There's no place that I could find with the correct search words.
I love how people offer that up as a solution. They take time out of their day to write, you know, you could Google it. Like,
right.
I didn't try. Like, isn't that what led you to Facebook to begin with? The fact that you did Google it and you couldn't find your answer?
I was kind of hoping for firsthand information. That's why I wrote, do you know for a fact that a place, because I don't want you to tell me. So then somebody wrote, Google's not going to be helpful. I go, I know Google's not going to be helpful. I want someone who knows for a fact of a place that buys used appliances.
Good luck.
Right. So this went on like 15 posts with people saying the dumbest shit to me. Like, well, if I knew what was wrong with it, I might be interested in buying it. I don't want to sell it to you privately because there's things that are broken. And I don't want to sell a broken washing machine to somebody. Then I got to hear how it's broken and you want your money back.
Right.
So bottom line is I'm not getting a penny for it. I know it has value. So that's bothering me also. So I'm just miserable about it.
You know, you're a miserable person. I mean, in general.
No, that's not true.
You try to be happy, but you got to find this. You know, I think you just need to flip the script and find the silver lining and things. You'll be much happier. You'll even have more. You'll have more patience. Your blood pressure will go down. I'm your doctor or anything. Okay. But, you know,
I want to point out something that did bother me.
What's up? What?
It did bother me a little bit.
What's that?
So the Brooklyn Boys Slices has a Facebook fan page.
Right.
That you and I are not members of.
We are not members of. We don't look at it. We don't. You guys talking behind our back.
But somebody sent me a screenshot of a woman who has a complaint about me.
Yeah.
And right above it. Right.
And by the way, they'll be talking about this segment on that page. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And right above it was a guy who complained about something else.
Right.
Okay. So I want to read the two complaints and I want to address them. So this guy wrote, anyone else triggered? So last episode, you guys listen in order. Anyone else triggered by Brody's car rental rant, especially the part where he says a new Camry could fit into my trunk. Then he writes, as if I'm reading this, which he didn't know I would be, Brody, the new Camry is almost a comparable size to the Charger, not even close to being as small as he said. Now he's talking to me like I'm not the person reading it. Also, Chargers are known for being somewhat cramped and not super roomy, like he says. Love me some Brody and Scary. Not a problem, but the car guy and me got so irked. Now, he wasn't upset. He put a smiley face. But I wanted to address that.
Okay, that's fine.
That was polite.
That was polite. Yeah, okay.
But I want to address that. I want to address that, sir. Comedy comes from exaggeration. I don't really think a Camry can fit in the trunk of my car.
Right.
So don't let that bother you. I was just pointing out I like a big car. Now, I never said I like a big car because it's roomy. I like a big car because it makes me feel safe because it's a giant car and I feel like I'm not going to like lose out to a smart car if I hit it. So it isn't about leg room. It's about I like a big car on the road with a big engine. Okay. And I know the Camry is very nice. They redesigned it. It's a beautiful car. Nothing personal against the Camry. I also am not a big fan of Japanese cars. I don't like the way they lay out the steering column or the radio situation or the nav. I don't like foreign cars. I just don't like it. Okay? Especially Japanese cars. For me, they're very nice cars. They last a long time. So I went and looked up. A Toyota Camry is approximately 192 inches.
Wow, long. I love that you did extensive research on this.
Right, a Camry is approximately 192 inches.
Wow.
And a Charger is approximately 201 inches. So that's a 9-inch longer car, okay? The width of the car, the Charger, is up to 2 inches wider.
It's Brody the lawyer, has to be right. Here we go. He's on the debate stage.
And it's about 2 inches higher.
You should have been a lawyer, David Brody.
No, no, I just want to address Will. You are, that's his name, Will. Will, I'm not mad at you. I just want to let you know, the Camry's a beautiful car.
Understood.
I was exaggerating.
Yeah, but Brody, see, then that's where I would have stopped, right there. Like, you know what? Comedy comes from exaggeration.
No,
end of story. Done.
I wanted to see.
But you had to go research it. Like, nope, and bring. Hold on. I want to prove this guy wrong and rub his nose in his shit.
No, not at all.
Just, yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Nope, I'm a car guy also. I wanted to see how big the Camry is now.
All right, okay.
Because
complaint? There was another one.
Okay, so I'm not going to mention her name. So she wrote, I hate that I stopped listening.
Is it Agnes?
Nope. I hate that I stopped listening. I just can't take Brody. Always bitching to the point that it's not funny and always demanding something for free from someone. Okay. So, M, I'm going to call you M. I hope you hear this even though you claim you're not listening anymore. I'm not mad at you. But the whole podcast and the book that I'm working on is about me asking for free dessert. Right? It's about my philosophy in life.
Yeah.
That you should never be taken advantage of.
It seems to be, I don't know, Brody, it may be a common theme on every it might be a thread on every single episode of this podcast, all 161 of
them. Okay, well, if that's the case, then that has helped us be successful because you and I both have shtick, right?
It's what
and
we
people
do.
People have listened. But to listen for 158, 159 episodes and go, yeah, man, Brody rants about stuff, he wants free stuff. Again, I don't want free stuff as much as I want what I feel I'm entitled to.
Well, maybe, yeah, okay, all right.
But I would hope if you know who M is, tap her on the shoulder. Now, the guy who sent me the screenshot, I asked him to please email her or post on her. I said, please let her know that it's unfortunate. I feel bad about it, that she's not enjoying the podcast currently.
Okay.
And if there's anyone else who feels that way, I apologize. That's the shtick, and we're being real, right?
Imagine what
my wife deals with. So that's just who we are. Scary said, let's do a podcast. Let's just talk about our lives.
Yeah.
So that's what we do. So I'm not bitching I'm going to make up something, I'm going to bitch. That's my life.
Right.
I'm trying to make the bitching funny.
And we have all kinds of, if you listen to these episodes, we have a million different things that we talk about.
Right,
and
I bitched
all
about Dill for an hour, but it wasn't like, you know.
Right, but we don't always bitch. I will say though, during quarantine, I've noticed to her point in the last 30 weeks, there hasn't been a whole lot going on. There has not been a lot going on outside. We haven't been going. We've been going stir crazy in our houses.
Right.
There may or may not be a little bit more to bitch about. So we maybe do. You know, Brody, let's make a deal that on the next episode of the Brooklyn Boys. Hold on, let's see if we can do this. Where we don't do anything that has to do with any bitching,
but she won't hear it.
Well, it'll get back to her at some point. But let's try. Listen, we do everything. We cover so much ground, and we just took a fucking phone call. I mean, we do. You know,
unbelievable.
It was an unbelievable call. Occasionally, we do that. So anyway, So we have our moments, and so it will be. You know, this too shall pass. There, whoever you are.
Yeah. I want to talk about a Scamboni, but I want to preface it by saying that when I went to college, my goal originally was to be a lawyer. I love the law. I love watching legal dramas. I love debating. You know that. I love finding out. I'm just reiterating. So this Scamboni particularly bothers me about something.
Scamboni.
So I had, as I mentioned, in my giant Dodge Charger on January 3rd, I had a car accident.
I have a headache, yeah.
Okay, I had a car accident. I got sideswiped by an uninsured, unlicensed driver. Thankfully, the insured was in the car, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That was January 3rd. On January 5th, I received 3 letters from lawyers. All basically saying the same thing. It has come to our attention you've been involved in a motor vehicle accident. We learned this information from the blah, blah, blah Township Police Department accident report and have attached a copy of same for your records. Now, first of all, this is the 5th. That means the day of the accident, somehow they got the information of my accident, right? And attached a copy of my police report fast enough to get it to me by the 5th. Which means the mail takes, let's say, a day minimum. They got the police. I had the accident at 3:30, 4 o'clock on the 3rd, which means it probably didn't get processed maybe until 5 o'clock, maybe.
Right.
And I don't think the officer went running back to the precinct to go and process my paperwork unless he was looking for overtime or he was working the night shift. Somehow, they had enough time to get the copy of the, I'm looking at it, it's the police report. Right? With my VIN and my address, my name, everything on here, right? In enough time on that Sunday. I had the accident on a Sunday, Skiri.
On a Sunday.
On a Sunday. On Tuesday, a letter went out, dated the 5th. It took him 2 days. I got it on the 6th. So in a span of a couple of days, this guy got the police report and sent it to me and wanted to represent me. And so did the other two lawyers.
Yeah.
All saying.
They're very aggressive. This happens a lot.
Hope you aren't seriously injured.
Yeah.
However, if you were injured through no fault of your own,
right.
We will assist you in getting your medical bills paid.
So I've noticed.
Income, okay.
By the way, I had a similar situation, and the lawyers just somehow they just find you and they run to you and they all want to represent you.
This company, by the way, the it's a funny name. I just. I don't want to read it.
Salino anyway, and Barnes?
No. Over $800 million recovered?
Yeah.
How could they? $800 million. Okay, so it's got testimonials. The point is, and then it says, our client was in a vehicle, was rear-ended while traveling on the Garden State Parkway. She received emergency room treatment. She got $250,000.
Where's the Scamboni, though? Do we know these stories to not be true?
I'll tell you what the Scamboni is. The Scamboni is when I spoke to the police officer, he said it takes up to 5 days for me to get my police report, okay? So I called on Tuesday, and they said it wasn't ready yet. I called on Wednesday. They said it wasn't ready yet. I called on Thursday after Sunday.
So you suspect everybody's in on it, and they're just waiting for the lawyers to get back to you.
I'm saying, how do these three law firms get my police report on a Sunday or a Monday when I'm told it's not ready until Thursday?
My guess is they may, off the record, they may be getting some kickbacks and they're like saying, look, here, we're going to sell your information to these law firms and say, have at it, guys, or something. Right. I don't know.
Now, if there's some back end where lawyers have access to that stuff.
Honestly, you know.
I'm not saying that the police officer is slipping out.
Hold on. My previous statement was a joke.
Yeah. Okay.
I do think that they are on it. They have some access to some public file that you don't know about, that they get it instantaneously.
Okay.
So they're on the case.
Okay, well, guess what? If they have access to it, why the fuck do I have access to it? Why am I not allowed access to my police report
because
so I can report it to my insurance company, but this guy, blah, 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 and blah, blah, can get it before I can?
They
three
can.
Three different law firms.
Well, because they're in the industry. It's the same thing with house listings, Brody. The general public doesn't get it. And
that's
like
wrong. That's Street a Scamboni.
Street Easy and Zillow and all this other stuff. You think you're going to get it first? No way.
Somebody,
the good shit is snapped up by these real estate agents that are in the know.
I had to wait 4 days before I could get my car repaired, waiting for this police report that blah, 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 blah.
I know, but
LLC.
Why is it? Okay, but how does this ruin or change the course of your actions of your day? You weren't going to use any of them.
Hold on. It ruined my day because I wanted the police report on the Monday so I could have gotten my car fixed sooner. That's first of all.
Okay.
Second of all, I feel violated. I feel violated that these ambulance chasers are
getting
my information.
There's nothing you're going to be able to do about it, Brody. There's nothing. It's out there. It's in the public. It's in the ether. It's in the ethos.
It was either them or me, and they got it.
Hi-oh!
Good yeah.
God.
So that's a scam. There's something going on there. I want information.
That sounds like it's mail time.
Welcome. You've got mail.
Please email us at thebrooklynboyspodcast@gmail.com. Anything that you hear on this podcast, we'd love to read some of your email. We do that sometimes. We take it old school. Jamie Saul wrote to us. She's a slice. I know her. She's all over. I love her. A name for the FU list, boys. Ready for this? Brody.
Yeah.
You with me or not?
Yeah, I'm with you, Dad.
Yeah. My dad is recovering from a stroke. He's in a wheelchair. So his doctors and the therapists come to the house. His occupational therapist recommended a podiatrist who works with the agency and makes house calls. I'll call him Dr. Foot Douche. You'll see why in a minute. Well, Dr. Foot Douche showed up once. He did the usual podiatrist stuff. That was last summer. We've been trying to get him back for a second visit since then. He said he'd come for an appointment a few months ago, but never showed up. Since then, he hasn't answered any calls. He hasn't returned any calls. The agency has reached out to him. He told them he'd call back, but he hasn't. I looked for him on Google and found a review from someone saying he did the same thing to them. So, fuck you, Dr. Foot Douche.
That's great.
Hey, listen, it happens. Here's that email I referenced earlier from Catherine Watson saying, hey, Brooklyn boys, I wanted to comment on the episode I just finished, number 107. Just a recap, on this episode, you talked about the difference in areas of Florida Skiri wanted to stay in versus where Brody wanted to stay. But that's not why I'm emailing. I wanted to comment on what Skiri said about how awesome it would be to work from home. I simply found this hilarious and figured that you'd get a kick out of it. Hashtag slice for life. And what she's referring to, again, is that Brody on that episode said he would never work from home. And
not
here we
choice.
Are. Here we are 10 months later.
Yeah, I had to buy a microphone. Then I had to have Elvis buy me a better microphone.
Oh, you poor baby, investing in your craft.
Yeah, investing in my craft. Listen, it's money I didn't have to spend. So it's been a hassle to sit in my cold basement with my washing machine.
You'd rather spend your money on craft, K-R-A-F-T.
I'm wondering if I can expense the washing machine since I've incorporated it into the podcast.
I think now it is. I think
yeah, but
it
this
is
isn't the Elvis Duran show. It's the Brooklyn Boys.
It's a sound effect.
We don't have a department that would pay my expenses.
We should start a department.
We need an accountant.
We really
but then
do.
The accountant would be taking our money from us.
First and foremost, we need a salesperson. Come on, let's sell us. Let's keep going. I'm hungry.
Yeah, well, that's a whole other thing.
I'm hungry. Yeah. So and also, okay. So we got a few more, but you have some other tweets or some things that you may want to read.
Yeah. So Miss Trish 83, big fan of ours.
Big fan.
She put up a picture of herself wearing the blue hoodie on an Insta story. I re-Insta-storied it, re-grammed it, so to speak. And then she wrote, that's brooklynboys.bigcartel.com. She took my line, the that's.
Oh.
Which reminded me, just want to remind everyone, there's still some merchandise available, and we're not yet ready to replenish with new designs and stuff. Because we feel like we want you to check out what's there now. There's still some property ofs. Some things are selling that might not have the size you want. So if you're thinking about it, just being honest, you should go to, what's the website again?
Brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
That's Brooklynboys.bigcartel.com. I also, let's see. Alfredo had wanted me some advice. Yeah. I'm not going
to
tell you that one.
Shout out to Heather Murphy, by the way. She, along with so many others, she's from New Hampshire, and she's a slice for life. She's good. She's balls. She's an accountant who's balls deep in tax season. she, along with so many other people, pointed out that Brody's face is covered on the Apple Podcast, not only the Apple Podcasts app, but the Spotify app now covers Brody's face with their own logo when they're displaying our Brooklyn Boys logo.
That's right. And everybody's saying that it's like when Mike Wazowski from Monsters, Inc. had his face covered on the cover of the magazine, and they were afraid to show it to him. And when he saw his face was covered, he went, I'm on the cover! He didn't care that his face was covered. I do not care that my face is covered. I'm fine with it.
Right.
But iHeartRadio doesn't do that, so that's why we recommend you listen on iHeartRadio, so you can see my face if you choose to. Nicholas Kassoff sent me this just this morning. He follows an account on Instagram, on Facebook called Rough Country, and it's they put up pictures of SUVs and RVs and just off road and trucks and
rough,
all kinds of cool
Rough Country. Yeah. Sounds like a porno.
Hello. he wrote, what a shame. I like Rough Country, and it would have been cool if they were a part of that project. And the reason he sent that is what they wrote was, We loved being a part, one word, of this project from Four Wheeler Magazine. So props to Nicholas, who noticed that a part is the exact opposite of a part.
Mm-hmm.
So he sent me that little grammar police there. Bailey just sent this to me during the podcast. Bailey11_06. Hey, Brody, if you have time, I have a bit of an issue. I'm currently at the airport. My first flight was delayed. Scary, you're a major flyer, so I want your opinion on this.
Mm-hmm.
My first flight was delayed for weather reasons, and I only had 7 minutes to get my connecting flight once we landed. I did not make it. Now I have to wait 2 hours for my connecting flight. Is this grounds to ask for compensation, or should I just let it go? Slice for life.
Was it weather-related or mechanical? So it's a weather-related issue.
Weather-related.
Okay.
And so they missed their connecting flight.
Missed a connecting flight.
I already wrote them back, but I want your opinion first.
And she's got to sit at the airport for how long now, or she's got to come back tomorrow?
2 hours at the airport.
That's a rough one because I don't think that the airline. I know what the answer from the airline is going to be. So I mean,
well,
what would you think?
What would you want?
What would I want?
Yeah, like you think they owe you something because the weather made them.
I would like a free seat upgrade on that second flight to make my life much more comfortable. I'd like to sit in business class and get a meal. That's what I would like.
Okay.
But I think that they're going to claim that they owe them nothing because it's in their. You know, it's in their rules and regulations.
Right.
And the fact that there's another flight leaving the same day in a couple of hours, they don't consider 2.5 hours as much of a delay. They're like,
unless
you
missed a wedding or something, you know, something important.
Well, then you may have grounds for, you will invent if in your excuse when you talk to them at the counter, as you know. You will say that there was something.
Unless our former listener, M, gets upset about that, me wanting something for free.
Right.
So what I wrote back was, most times they will offer you a courtesy credit for your next flight. You could ask them for a seat upgrade if you want, which is what you said. Tell them it costs you money, it costs you time, and you had to buy airport food while you waited. Weather can't be helped out, but maybe they'll be nice. So we basically agreed.
Right.
You could ask. It doesn't hurt to ask.
It doesn't, but I don't think that you're, in this case of free dessert, I think that you will be, it's an uphill battle and you're not really in the right. You're kind of maybe like 30% in the right and you just have to push yourself over the finish line in just making the ask as a Hail Mary. I don't know if you'll get it. I don't know if you deserve it. I mean, we all deserve it, right? We deserve it, but you could ask. It's worth a shot, but it's not worth an argument and a let me speak to the supervisor, Karen, kind of moment.
Right. Now, we mention a lot of companies on this podcast because we don't have a lot of sponsors, so we're free to say whatever we want.
Say whatever we want.
Alfredo Mercado DM'd me. He said, hi, I'm Alfredo.
Hi.
Okay. I work for UPS.
Hi, I'm ZD.
Nothing bad here. And I'm on the road all day and just love the show. I listen to all the shows, all the podcasts, the old ones and this one. And I'm up to, he listens to all the on-demand channel, Elvis Duran on-demand channel.
Nice.
I'm up to episode 43 of the Brooklyn Boys. But episode 21 with the FedEx story is my favorite.
Always a classic.
Right, because he works for UPS. I almost hit a car because of how funny it was. Keep it up, guys. Love the show. UPS Alfredo. Now, he's going to hear this about a year from now.
Yeah, when he finally catches up.
It'll be new to him. Right.
Now, Jamie Saul wrote again. Man, she's all over it, but she's got another one. She wanted to talk to us about an old Scamboni. Went to a hookah bar. Like many places, they had half price at certain times from like 4 to 8. Half price drinks. We get there at 6. While we were there, we ordered a couple of drinks, some food, and hookah. All of our drinks were ordered during the half price drinks time frame. When we got the bill, we realized they charged us full price for the drinks. Uh-oh. You have a case here.
They didn't get the hookah.
Hi-oh. Yeah,
is my mic on? Hello?
Yeah, hello. Is this thing working? Even though we ordered the drinks that were on the half price list during the time frame, when we asked the waitress, she said we were charged full price because the bartender used top shelf liquor. Now, top shelf liquor isn't included in the half price list.
Right, but did they ask for it?
Neither of us asked for top shelf.
Uh-huh.
We ordered just general whiskey sours and rum and cokes, but they used it so they could charge us more. Scamboni. Plot twist. The place was later accused of using illegal tobacco in the hookahs, and they suddenly closed down. Well, you know what? Karma's a bitch.
That's right.
That is what I have to say to you, Jamie, in that case. But while you were there, I would have raised hell because there's several red flags here.
Yeah, I'm not paying that bill.
No, because you ordered it in the right time frame, and you just said rum and Coke. And, you said gin and tonic. You didn't say give me a Hennessy and tonic.
Right.
Fuck you, hookah bar.
Yeah, fuck you, Hookah Bar.
And, yep, go ahead.
This is a text message we got to the big show today.
Mm-hmm.
That I just, I feel like, oh, maybe it was yesterday. I feel like it's fallacious.
Salacious or fallacious?
Fallacious thinking.
Okay.
It's a fallacy, fallacious.
Uh-huh.
Not fallacio-ish. Although if you're fallacious thinking, look me up. All right. So Nate on our show has been complaining that people are throwing stuff into the dumpster in front of his house. They're doing construction and he's got one of those like 40-foot long dumpsters in his house. And it's on, you know, there's no lid. It's a 40-foot dumpster. How could you possibly manually lift the lid if it was a 40-foot long, whatever it is? And don't tweet me that it's 30 feet, whatever it is. It's the big long dumpsters. All right. So this person's idea was put a hazardous waste only sign on the dumpster so people will know that it's only for hazardous waste. Now, do you know why this is a moronic idea?
Because people are going to dump their hazardous waste
that's
in there.
Right. That's right.
They're going to.
That's right. Yeah, people are going to. First of all,
they're going to show up with their fucking what do you call suits? The hazmat suits.
Right. So first of all, if you're dumping in someone else's dumpster, you don't give a shit what the sign says. Also, is that supposed to keep you away from it, or you just throw it from like 5 feet away? Then you'll fling your bags into it. I don't know what the purpose of that is. Are you supposed to go, oh, my stuff's not hazardous, I can't throw it in there? You're going to throw it in there anyway.
Yeah.
But you're encouraging people. Who has hazardous stuff? The point is, it doesn't make any, that's not going to work.
No.
Right? That's like saying when you put up a sign that says parking for Jim only. Like James, parking for James only.
Yeah.
Like, fuck James, I'm parking there.
Exactly.
That doesn't work.
No, it never does.
Also, another question, Scary. You know,
my great Uncle Joe, God rest his soul, he had a sign, this area for parking for Italians only, that he got at the San Gennaro feast.
Right.
he threw the golf ball, he threw the ping pong ball into the goldfish bowl, and he chose that instead of the goldfish. So he literally had it up for years, and I'm like,
well,
Uncle
that
Joe,
work for me.
Uncle
that
Joe,
for me.
You live in a fucking Italian neighborhood, first of all. Everyone's Italian. Right. This area for Italians only, you know?
I got to be honest, though. I grew up in an Italian neighborhood. You and I grew up in the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
I was one of the few non-Italians. If I saw a sign that said, only park if you're Italian, I wouldn't park there.
Oh yeah. Could be.
Yeah. I'm not getting my car destroyed, my head bashed in. No offense, but there were some tough people in the hood.
Or my car's up on cinder blocks. So.
Right. Yeah. What did I want to say? Damn it. We were talking about before you mentioned the no parking sign.
We were reading through email. I got one more. Yeah. This one's an audio one, and I haven't previewed it.
I had a thing.
Okay, so Brianna Colucci wrote to us about the Reese's Pieces debate. By the way, we know it's Reese's Pieces. Reese was a person, apostrophe S.
And they were his.
And they were his pieces. Reese's Pieces. That is the proper pronunciation? Yes. So she writes, scrolling through TikTok and found this video that I think, you guys would like. Before I get to that, by the way, who's calling?
It's not me. Is it you?
No, it's unavailable. It's actually block number. Should I just answer it live?
Yeah, because
I was gonna use the.
It's probably your car. You're on warranty on your car.
Hello, Brooklyn Boys Podcast. Hello. Hello.
What are you doing? Hello.
Who's this?
Scary for me, dude. What are you doing?
I'm doing the Brooklyn Boys Podcast. Who's me?
Lying piece of shit.
Who's me?
Hang up now.
Ah, dude, can you hang up right now? I don't want to be on your podcast right now. For real, I have a real question to ask.
Well, it's Greg T, the Jersey kid.
Did you text him?
No, he did not text me. What? You just called my phone.
Hi, T.
No, what's up, Brody? What's going on? Long time no see, bro. Hey, listen, I really have I have an honest question to ask you, like off the radio, not like, Greg T being an idiot kind of thing.
Not a problem. Okay, so I will call you back when I'm done with the Brooklyn Boys in a little while, all right? Is that cool?
No, because I'm in a meeting right now for the Uncle Ted Shed podcast. I'm having a meeting right now.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Hang up on him. Hang up on him now.
No. Wait,
there's no hanging up. This is a legitimate meeting right now.
What's the question?
No, you're calling to plug your own podcast.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
I had no idea.
Brody, I swear to God, I had no idea it was him. Shush.
I was calling for a real question. I'm not even kidding.
What's your question?
I mean, you can hear it in my tone. I'm not even doing the Greg T thing.
Okay,
this is legit.
Okay, what's the question?
Okay, so I'm in a meeting right now with my Uncle Ted and with GK Money, legitimately, I swear to God. And we're going over numbers. We literally are having a meeting about podcasting in general.
Understood.
Okay, so how many listeners do you have
to listen
or download? Download?
A lot. So listen. Just honestly, give me a couple of minutes. I swear I will call you back before your meeting's over, okay?
No, just listen real quick. No, I need to know next. I'm in the middle of a meeting.
How much do you make? How much do you make, T?
What's your annual salary?
All right.
I will tell you that when we get drunk.
Honestly, bro, you know we show up in iHeartRadio's top 100 podcasts.
I'm being real right now.
I understand. I understand you are. I understand you're being real, bro.
How many real downloads do you have per week?
Hold on, Brody.
Before you answer that, T, how many do you think we have?
I don't know. I know you guys have been out there for a long time. You have a lot of episodes.
Because you said Elvis Duran's power behind it.
You said this podcast will go nowhere.
Those are your exact words.
I don't think it's a great one, but whatever.
Okay. Scumbag.
All right.
This is legit. How many do you think we do a week?
I think
you get 2,500 downloads a week.
Dude, we get 2,500 in the first 10 minutes we post it. Legit.
Legit.
Oh, you do?
Legit. Yeah. Oh, that's it.
Okay, good.
I hung up on him.
You have to. You know what? I feel like he knew we were recording now. I feel like you told him weeks ago.
Well, he does know we do Wednesday night, so I think this is his way of like kind of getting in there. Like, promote Uncle Ted's shed.
Okay, now you're helping him.
It doesn't matter. Come on. Anyway, before he rudely interrupted, I was about to play the audio from this Reese's Pieces debate. This might be this might not. But Brianna thought that this would be funny because she found it on TikTok. So here it is. I don't know what we're going to get.
I like how white people always think they know something. It's Reese's Pieces, bitch.
All right, listen, bro. I usually don't like get animated and political and get heated here on TikTok. That's not what I'm about. But you've started something. You've picked a fight about small pieces of chocolate wrapped in candy with arguably the fattest dude on this app. So I feel uniquely qualified to talk about the situation. They are pieces that belong to a motherfucker named Reese.
Yeah, it's true.
They are Reese's. Pieces.
He got right up to the camera on that one. Oh, all you saw was his eyes, nose, and mouth. Wow. Okay, well, there you go.
Here's the thing. If this was something like you were debating about whether Roosevelt pronounced his name Roosevelt or Roosevelt, you would have to go back to old archived footage to hear them saying their own name.
A perfect example is the names of bridges when the people do the traffic in your local area. Or here we have the Gothels Bridge. Is it the Gothels? And then you got to research the name.
But the Gothels thing is a pronunciation thing. The point about Roosevelt, it's pronunciation. My point was it's old, okay? It's old-timey and it's hard to find. Reese's Pieces. You can look at the label. It actually says Reese apostrophe S.
Yes.
Right? It's not spelled Reese's. It's Reese apostrophe S. And then the word pieces, a common everyday word, like pieces of shit. It's pieces. If you look at pieces and say pieces, you're a five-year-old. Now, if you say it, because that's the way you were raised, and you grew up in a town that's what they say, and you think it's cute,
Pennsylvania.
I'm fine with that. Right. Look,
we're talking to you, Philly.
Because, look, people in New York say things wrong all the time. But I'll acknowledge we say it wrong, right? But we don't change words.
Yeah, you can't just get on TikTok and lay claim and plant your flag on the moon and be like, this is how it's pronounced, and this is the be-all, end-all, last word.
You can't plant your flag on the moon and say the moon is square. I can see that it's round.
You're going to get crushed.
Anyway.
All right, so... All right, can we take a break? We're at reset.
Yeah, I have another Scamboni.
Another one?
Another one that involves women who shower. You'll want to hear this.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast with Brody and Scary.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I feel like every woman showers. You said women who shower.
Well, some bathe. Also women who bathe.
By the way, I don't know anybody who takes baths. I mean, occasionally you'll see a romantic bath or someone wants to just...
Sexy women take baths.
Or they want to put the lights out, put some roses around it, some nice...
You know who takes baths?
Who?
Sexy women on TV shows. They lift their leg through the suds, and they wipe their leg with the sudsy water.
I would say the majority of our listeners, just because of time constraints, take showers with the occasional bath maybe once or twice a year.
Also, women in horror films take baths.
Always.
Except Psycho, where she took a shower. Yeah. Okay. So before I get to that, I was reminded of something you and I talked about yesterday. When we do the podcast on Wednesday night, our company, iHeartMedia, through the app iHeartRadio, sends out an alert that tells you, "Hey, there's a new episode."
Right, and usually
new episode.
It usually comes through on Thursday afternoons.
Right, and when that happens, we see our episode listenership goes through the roof.
It's a push notification on your phone.
Right. Hey, here's a podcast. Check it out. Right. Your favorite episode. Podcast has a new episode.
Pause for a second. And while you're here, if you're not getting those and you subscribe, please hit the subscribe button. You must please hit the subscribe button to our podcast or the download.
Now we sound like YouTubers.
This way, no, you've got to.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe. And yes, and download. Do all of that. But because you will be then added to the push notification list from when there is a new episode out. But Brody, continue your story.
So for some reason, our company for episode 158, which was 2 weeks ago, didn't send out the push notification.
That week. Yeah, they did not.
Episode 158 has about a quarter of the listenership of the episode before and after it, which means, Slices, you may have inadvertently skipped an episode, or people that are new to the podcast may have skipped an episode, or you may have joined us and you are a new listener at 159. We recommend a lovely episode 158. So check out 158 if you haven't heard it. Please, we recommend you listen in order. But if you've listened out of order, we're giving you permission to go back and listen out of order to correct your out of orderness. Does that make sense?
You know what we're going to do? We're going to start issuing old episodes that get like no traction as our bonus episodes.
No traction, but less traction.
No, less traction. Hey. Like if something had, let's say episode 158 was like 80% less than the rest.
Something's wrong.
Yeah. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fucking reissue that.
You can't say, well, maybe it's not as good an episode because you wouldn't know that unless you listened to it. Unless three-fourths of the episode 159 crowd told their friends, hey, or the 157 people, we know who you are, hey, we heard 158, don't listen to 158. Right. If you guys are sabotaging our 158, don't do that. It's a good episode. There's some. I'm telling you, I heard it. I lived it. It's quality. All right. Now, ladies, you've seen, they call them facial massagers, and they sell them at... you know, in the back corner aisle of Walgreens or CVS, and they have them at Sharper Image, the penis-shaped facial massagers, right? They call them facial massagers, but they're actually like, you know.
No, they double as vibrators.
They're vibrators. They're G-spot bumpers.
Yeah, they're the Lilo. The Lilos. Yeah, the Lilo. Right. They have a whole line of them.
So I saw a commercial for the first time for Flawless Cleanse Spa Spinning Spa Brush. Now, it's a handheld thing with a couple of buttons, and it's only $29.99 plus shipping and handling, money-back guarantee, not a sponsor. If they'd like to be a sponsor, that'd be fine. And it shows women of all colors, shapes, and sizes showering and using this thing on their back, on their above the boob area, like your neck. Yeah. The collarbone area, all the things they can show into their legs. Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's spinning.
Yeah.
It's a spinning, like round brush head. And it looks like it's a little too coarse. Because initially I was like, this looks like it could be, you know.
Yeah.
And they're showing women like reach for it in a sensual way.
Yeah.
Like, ladies, when you're a kid, time to shower, you know.
Right.
And then they show it and it has like six different attachable heads.
All right. This thing is clearly a vibrator in disguise. It clearly is.
I'm gonna send you right now. Scary.
Because by the way, it's also too convenient that you're in your shower and you're massaging parts of your body, and then it's like, well, but wait a second. I mean, I can just, you know.
It's supposed to clean you in a scrubby way. I'm sending you the picture right now. Let me know when
you get it. Nope. Women are getting off in the shower with this thing.
Hold on. But here's the thing. All the women in the commercial for this, it takes off dead skin. It exfoliates.
Double use.
Did you get the picture yet?
I got it. Of course, I'm looking at it. Yes.
Okay.
Tell me the look on the woman's face
in the picture. What? Describe the woman's face and the angle of her head.
She's got her own face on. She's like, oh.
Now, what part of the body?
And she's, by the way, she's all sudsed up. She's got lathered up.
What part of the body is she exfoliating? Well, getting rid of that dead skin.
In the picture, it's the top of her shoulder.
Right.
Yeah. Now, look, right.
I know that the top of a shoulder can be sensual. If you caress it, you rub it, right?
No, she's going to massage her boobs.
Face she's making.
You know her boobs.
Look at the face she's making.
Yeah.
This is a scamboni.
I know. It is. And it's a fun one, though.
They're advertising on major television stations.
Now,
this facial scrubber. Listen. This whole exfoliating dead skin thing. Come on.
I saw an interview once. I saw an interview.
I had multiple exfoliations, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, right. So I saw an interview with one of these casino moguls from Vegas once, and they were talking candidly. I think that actually might have been to Rolling Stone. It might have been a print article. Whatever it was, this guy was talking about how it was very important that in his hotel casinos, he wanted to make it very attractive for women. And to appeal to women, he had to make sure that every hotel room was outfitted with a removable faucet in the shower. You know, the ones that are on the hose. Because I'm a guy, and I just like I like that fucking spigot coming from the top. Give me that rain shower from the top and just like pour it on me heavy with high water pressure. But apparently he went into detail about no. You must install on the side of the shower where the controls are that extra piece that where you could switch between the overhead and then this removable massager. So he said at first, so guys and whoever else could wash their undercarriage. But he was alluding to the fact that women were like using it to turn themselves on in the shower because it was removable. And that's what you can do with that, you know? So I'm like, interesting. I'm like, I never thought of that. Here I am with my...
Let me see if I can... I have a commercial here. Hold on. Okay, listen to this woman.
louder.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Turn your ordinary shower routine into an extraordinary full-body rejuvenating spa experience with the all-new Flawless Cleanse Spa. The revolutionary way to cleanse,
they all have the face,
and exfoliate your skin with one beauty tool in the comfort of your own.
She's in the tub.
I love that the Cleanse Spa exfoliates, cleanses, yeah, massages all in one.
And yeah, I bet you do.
And massages.
Too much, I'm obsessed with it.
She's obsessed with it.
Obsessed with it. I never. Makes it easy. I never leave my shower.
Yeah. I bet it was.
I bet.
The long handle.
My shoulders or the middle of my back or even at the bottom of my feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you skip over your midsection.
Yeah.
Wait, how many revolving heads?
Three on this commercial.
Cleanser for a gentle, soothing full body wash.
Yeah.
Use the cleansing massage head to soothe and rejuvenate tired, sore muscles.
Yeah, I got a muscle needs rejuvenating. Who are you kidding?
That's great. God. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Why don't you just call it what it is?
By the way, there's another 46 seconds left in that commercial.
Oh, forget it.
It's a minute. No, it's. I'm sorry. There's another minute left in the commercial. It's a minute 45.
Yeah. Wow. She takes a shower and she comes out 2 hours later tired.
Okay. Have you? Like, yeah. She's
like, I take the longest showers of my life.
It's a dead giveaway when the woman's like, I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I can't get enough. It's got that long handle and those three revolving heads.
Oh, I went in the shower for work on Monday and I got out on Wednesday. Oh.
I feel rejuvenated. I feel exfoliated.
Oh, I'm so exfoliated. Oh. I have no dead skin. Oh, yes.
You know that, you know, they don't pretend. They listen, they're trying to be discreet about it. They're trying. And I see what they're doing because they go.
There's more. There's more.
Dry, rough skin, plus a convenient shower hook, so it's ready when you are.
Oh, yeah, it's ready.
My skin feels so good. I feel super clean. My skin is glowing, and you just feel so refreshed. It's easy. It's effective.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, she loves it.
It's effective.
Oh, you got to see the blonde.
It's just more effective than any guy in my life.
That's right. Yeah, it's convenient, and it's it's right there. Okay.
Wow, that's awesome! What a great find, and you know, I do say it's great, it's brilliant marketing because it speaks to many people on many levels. So it's a more of a mass appeal product. I see what they're trying to do.
If you have this product, send us an email. Scary, what's our email address?
TheBrooklynBoysPodcast@gmail.com.
And just tell us be honest. Have you used it for more than exfoliating? We won't mention your name.
Okay, yeah, we'll keep it private.
And don't be one of those people that says, hi, I'm Jane Smith. Don't mention my name.
Yeah.
Don't tell us your name.
Yeah, say it in the subject line. Don't mention my name. All right? And otherwise, we'll mention your name. Right. Yeah, but it's true. You see this all the time with especially those Lilo products that used to be in Brookstone, you know. They were like, quote, back massagers. But you knew what right. they really were. It was like you could find any use for those things. So,
right.
you know, kudos to that company.
Yeah.
Yeah, and maybe I should invest in their stock.
Sure. Buy a hotel chain and put one in every room.
All right. Wow, we are running late.
All right, so go listen to episode 158 now if you haven't.
It's time to leave.
I got to go.
You got to go?
I think it's time to hit the jingle, isn't it?
Did we take our second commercial? We did. All right, so we're
good. Yeah, it's time to hit the Brooklyn Boys song.
Yeah.
That one.
Ah, the Beasties.
The Boys from...
They're talking about us.
Yes, my birthday's this weekend. I'm visiting my parents in Brooklyn.
The Boys from Brooklyn! Brooklyn! The Boys from Brooklyn!
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.